Hello, Why Not Callers. This is Linwood from Hill, along with Steve Bell Canyon, with a Why Not comment tape for the week of November 18th, 1979. And right after a little more of this Foreigner, the comment. Okay, we are back. Now, for your information, this tape not only will contain the comments taken last Friday, but the Friday before that as well. Now, why are we doing this? Why didn't we have a new tape out last week? Well, that's really up to you guys. That's right, we did not receive enough good comments to put on this tape. Now, I'm not being choosy, extra choosy, or like more than usual, but if you're one that will, if you're a person out there that complains about late Why Not tapes, you're the people that can do something about it by leaving us good input. If you don't like to see late tapes come out, if you want to see this everything come out on schedule, on Friday, leave us one good comment per week, everybody, and you'll hear it on this tape. If that's all you're going to do is leave me a comment complaining about all the tapes being late and saying you're mad, fine. You're only going to make it worse for everybody. And now, the first comment.
Hello, this is Baby God of West Hollywood, and I would like to say that in the face of social trends and turmoil and a lack of a sense of clear defined standards to go by for all of us, just remember this thought. He who has a why can bear with almost any how. Thank you.
Hello, it's time to call Freaky Phone at 992-0999. That's 992-0999.
All right, this is Mike Woodman Hills. I haven't called any of these lines in about 3 or 4 years. I used to be really heavy about this kind of thing, but not anymore. I've just been to your line lately, and it just seems that a bunch of your comments are garbage. I'm not trying to cut down your line personally, but the comments themselves are really ridiculous. And that's not all I had to say. Just call a fluke. Bye-bye.
Hey, at least we don't run our comment line from a payphone. And why should I call Fluke?
Hi, my name is Alec, and I'm from Beverly Hills in California. I think there's a problem here. I just moved down from Canada, and there doesn't seem to be much organized ice hockey. And I think that should be fixed. And today, when I was at school, talked to some people, and not even a few people didn't even know what ice hockey was. So I think something should be done about it. As well as the Iranians holding hostage the 60 American people that worked at the embassy. I think that's a problem, and I think we should give up the Shah because he means nothing to us.
Braille Institute is looking for volunteer drivers. If you wish to become a volunteer driver, please call Braille Institute Saturday. Goodbye.
Okay, Casey, why don't you volunteer, huh?
Yes, this is Lindor Grapefruit of San Diego, and I would just like to say that if I could have all of you wonderful callers over at my house to eat some watermelon and watch I Love Lucy, that would sure please me. Thank you.
Okay, I have a couple of quick things to say here before we go on with some more comments. Now, I hope all of you enjoyed our special feature we had a couple of weeks ago entitled Kindergarten Express Line, in which we did a nice satire on Express Line. Now, right now Express Line is ringing out, and that's in the 805 area code. I think you have the number. And I don't want to give anybody the impression it was because of our tape that her line is ringing out. She is having technical difficulties with her tape recorder right now and will be up very soon. It has nothing to do with our tape. In fact, if it wasn't for Laura's advice on the way she puts her productions together, we would have never been able to put together Kindergarten Express Line. So I think Laura really was a good sport about this, and she thought it was a wonderful idea when we first decided to do it. So, like I said, her line should be up as soon as possible, as soon as she gets some repairs made, and I think everything came off pretty good, and I'm sure everybody else did too. Next.
Hi, this is Fred from North Hollywood. I'd just like to say that Beverly Hills is probably the worst school I've ever been associated with in my entire life. Thank you.
This is Kevin from Anaheim, and I went out today to get some tickets to see Fleetwood Mac, and I know that they are sold out through Ticketron and all those places, so I have to go to Good Time Tickets or one of those legitimate rip-off places, and they were charging anywhere from $30, which is clear in the back of the forum, to $75, which is off to the side of the forum, but down towards the floor, and some floor seats for about $100. I don't understand why these businesses are in operation, because they are doing nothing but ripping off the public. And I don't know, I'd like to know how everybody else feels like about this, and if maybe we could get some type of petition together to outlaw these companies from ripping us off. Let's hear from you. Bye.
This is Randy from Canova Park, and I'd like this tape to be used instead of the other one, because now I thought about what I want to say. Getting back to the Iranian students. The Iranian students are over here on American visas. They are here at the expense of the government. And they are protesting against the government that is allowing them to be over here. Now, we realize this is America and this is free speech and all that, but sometimes there are abusements of the Constitution, and they are abusing they're contradicting themselves. Okay, so to them, the Shah has done all these crimes and has, I'm not going to get specific in that, it would take me years as to what they're accusing him of. But to them, I mean, they want the Shah to be extradited, and they want the Shah to get pulled out of a hospital and sent to Iran. This is basically their intentions. And that's going against the very thing that they're speaking out of. The Shah is over here as a free person. He's in America. He's visiting. He's getting taken care of because he's visiting because of health reasons. And he's not here because, you know, he's trying to escape. I'm not condoning the Shah's actions. I'm just saying that, it's a sort of a small contradiction against what they're, you know, preaching. They're saying, you know, they should be able to speak in America because it's America and free speech, but they're deploying American policies. If they're going to, you know, say deploy American policies, then they're going to have to live by it. Americans shouldn't sit still for having someone who is here by grant of America by saying, you know, letting the Iranians in, here, go to school, free on us, and then they're saying, you know, America's screwed, you know, send back the Shah, you know, all this stuff. And that's not even saying, you know, holding Americans hostage. As far as I'm concerned, it's time for Carter to get off his butt and quit being such a wishy-wash and just send some troops into Iran and get the hostages back. The example, look at the JDL, the Jewish Defense League. If the Jews or the Israelis were handling this, we would have 15,000 dead Iranians on our hands. Because, example, Entebbe Airport, they don't sit still for this kind of thing. And if we sit still as Americans for this kind of thing, they're going to not only keep doing it for us, whether Muhammad Ali and offers himself as a hostage or not, they're just going to, you know, find that they can terrorize us. This is ridiculous. If the Jewish Defense League or the Jewish Secret Service was handling this, we would have our hostages back. Or at least we would be telling the world that we're not going to sit still for it. And this is really screwed. I mean, we're sitting here going, sure, play with our hostages, do what you want. I mean, it's gone into, you know, what, its third week already of having hostages. It's totally ridiculous. It's about time we got some guts in America and got up and said, hey, you know, screw you, buddy. You got Americans as hostages. You know, we're going to, you know, kick your ass. We don't, you know, they're we don't need their oil that bad. And as far as I'm concerned, we're handling the oil problem the wrong way, too. It's time for, I think, Americans to gather as a group and just say, hey, we're fed up with the way the world's treading on us. And whether Carter is going to agree with that or sit there or not, you know, that's up to them. But, you know, I think it's time for us to kick some ass. I think we should just kick some butt on the Iranians. and I'm getting a little bit worked up with this. So I'm going to end that, but I think the Americans should finally stand up, take a stand against the idiot Iranians who are protesting against the American system that is letting them speak, that is letting them do what they want, and if they don't like it, go home. You know, the same, go back to the same old, you know, America, love it or leave it, and that's the way it should be. Either that or just shoot them. That'd be the way, you know, turn a flamethrower on them. I think Iranians would be quiet and release the hostages after that. So thanks very much, and bye-bye.
Huh? Hey, it just went beep and then it stopped. Hey, man, it's not saying nothing. It just goes beep. Listen to this. That's weird, man.
You all have to excuse Uncle Freaky. Since Freaky Phone's reappearance, he hasn't been the same. So, you know, he has to get used to these beeps and little sounds of comment lines. He's not used to them, but give him some time and he'll be back the way he was. Next.
Yeah, I think that if Carter is re-elected as president, he's going to be assassinated.
Hi, this is Country Wino, and I've made you laugh in the comment lines very much, but tonight I'd like to talk to you about something serious. That's right, I'm starting at Jaws On for Muscular Dystrophy. No, actually, folks, I'd like to talk to you about Uncle Freaky, who has a problem. You see, some guy who doesn't like Uncle Freaky and doesn't like Freaky Phone called up the phone security and complained about him. And the net result is that Uncle Freaky is going to trial next month. Now, there are a bunch of trumped-up charges, but basically what's in trial is Freaky Phone. That is your and my right to listen to the comment line that we all love so well. Okay, now, Uncle Freaky needs money with his legal expenses, and he also needs money to maintain his sanity. And if you care to help him with anything like this, please send him some money at Post Office Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Don't send him any money. I mean, you might be next, but I guess that's not important. In any case, if you want to have any comment lines that are a little less tame than your face in your life, please send that money to Post Office Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365, and please do it for me. I love him. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Turvin Q. Head Cheese, and I am glad to be in L.A. I am from Sacramento. L.A. is one of the best places to be, if you get into surfing, that is. And I would just like to say one comment. I think that L.A. does not have enough rock concerts. I am a definite rocker, and I wish that you would have more concerts, L.A., Now, people of L.A., don't you agree with me? I just hope that you guys are all with me as I am doing this hip thing. Well, I'm too hip, and I gotta go. But I'd just like to say one more thing. L.A., you guys are fucking cool.
The Watchtowers. At about 3... it's about 3:18 in the morning. I've gotten almost 8 hours of sleep. I still feel kind of bleh. Where can I begin? I guess I have to accept that the beginning. Basically, what's happened here a few days ago, Laura 805 had me ring up Steve after hearing the tape, which I was forwarding through the tape list. I told Steve superb, and I could not deny it. I would not want to deny it. Yes, as I have been critical, I can be complimentary if something is worth complimenting, though. And I don't just go around handing out compliments, so people know from Brian feedback on down that when I say something is good, they know that I'm being sincere and not just flattering them just so that they can hear something good. I'm not that way. I don't care if somebody's a friend or an enemy. But at any rate, she was not happy exactly with the tape, which I can, you know, I mean, she thought it was funny, but, you know, I could see her point. And one thing led to another. Finally, I spoke up because Steve was in the right, and I, you know, she was under a misconception. And at that point, he, you know, basically apologized that he wanted suggestions, that he was open to suggestions, and that there had been mistakes made, but that the line is under his complete control now, and it's at his house, not at Bruce's. And it wasn't just what he said, it was the way he said it, and I could not help but be touched by it. So as far as I am concerned, you know, I also told him that his tape, the one during Halloween week, was excellent. That would be considered a feedback style of tape. Every comment left me in suspense on the edge of my chair, and that is a good tape. And it's hard to be like that every week. I mean, there's so many comment lines up there and so many good ones. It's almost, the competition is rough. I mean, let's face it. You know, you can have TX and whatever else you've got on your line, which Dan Dualface found out. It makes no difference. It's, you know, the amount of people that leave comments. There's a lot of people that listen, but there's not as many that leave comments. And anyway, of course, you know, some of the other tapes, of course, have been fair tapes and, you know, good tapes, you know, the tapes that you would not really be embarrassed about, and I told him so. So from here on out, we will, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to give Steve a second chance. We'll just consider what happened, water under the bridge, a bad mistake, and start with a clean slate. And in my book, from now on, why bother is now why not.
Hey, this is a lizard in the state of Maryland again. Hey, if my line nauseates you, I want to find out how much it nauseates you. Please tell me on a scale of 1 to 10, or on a scale of 1 to 12 if you're not metric, how much my line nauseates you and how much it'll nauseate you after I actually go out and get a machine capable of taking input. Hey, you know, nobody's perfect, and I got big sweat glands in my armpits too, you know, but, like, you know, giving me hell and telling me my line makes you nauseous, like, you know, well, it doesn't really make me feel good, although I know I'm not paying you to make me feel good. I ain't paying you anything. Maybe that's why you're not making me feel good. But my line is, like, one of the few on the East Coast. Like I say, the East Coast doesn't have anything yet. We're still building. I don't know how you, I don't know why nobody else did it, you know, like, I figured I was always last in line, and never had anything on the ball and all that stuff, but think of it, I've got a joke line almost, maybe it's a nauseating joke line, but still it's a joke line, and, it's just, it's one of the, few things on the East Coast that's like it, so, there.
That's okay, Lizard. Why not was pretty nauseating when we started out too, now that I think about it. In fact, we're still pretty nauseating at times. Next. Okay, the Watts Towers has announced to us that her Valley Diverter is back in operation, the original one she did have, and the number for that, if you don't already have it, is in area code 213-995-8951, and she usually will be having the forwarding changed on that every 12 hours or so. If that's incorrect, she can correct me on that, and you'll go to different lines, mainly lines that you have to pay for to get to, so it really is a help. And for any of our Orange County callers, I'm happy to announce also that Regina has been forwarding her Orange County diverter to Why Not at certain times. I'm not sure what her exact schedule is, but if you are in Orange County and are currently paying for a call to Why Not, or maybe you've even come through on her diverter, she is going to be doing it off and on, so you can enjoy Why Not along with the Los Angeles callers and San Fernando Valley callers as well. Next.
Yeah, hello. My name is Jonathan Cino. I'm calling around 7:30 a.m. on Friday morning, so this comment should get aired. I'd like to comment on the shock, the Iranian situation. I think we should just give the Iranians back their dumb shell. What do we need him for? He's causing problems. The guy is a criminal. He killed millions of people. He's dying himself. Why do we want him? His estate is over $33 billion. What do we want, like, this guy for? Give it back. I'm sure we'd rather have our people than that one little guy. The pain, anyway. And, also, I'm really glad the way people are, what they're doing to the Iranians out here in this country shows them right, but there are some Iranians who aren't demonstrating, who
or getting mistreated. For example, the Iranian Jews, they're not demonstrating. They can't stand the Shah or the Ayatollah Khomeini. Because I know one myself. It's the Iranian Muslims are the ones that are demonstrating. So before you go to a guy and punch him because he's an Iranian, find out if he's Jewish or Muslim. That's about it. You bet.
Hi, this is Pete Hollywood on Friday morning about 8 o'clock. I bought your tape over the weekend, your special kindergarten express line was just fantastic. Very well done and very funny and very much to the point. Casey was so good it was hard to tell him from the real thing. I'd like to hear some comments from Miss 805 in regards to that tape. It was really, really well done. The line's coming along, getting better. So you guys keep up the good work, take it easy, and we'll catch you later. Next comment, please.
Well, I certainly heard a comment from Miss 805. I hate to change opinions right in the middle of the tape. I mean, it was just a few hours ago I started doing the beginning, and you heard what I had to say on the other side. But I just heard Bloop Line, and I've only heard, I'll tell you the truth, we meant the tape in good taste completely, in good fun, and we meant to poke fun at everything we saw, and we did. Now, I only heard two bad responses to this tape, and that's from Steve24 and Laura herself, okay? And she felt we were putting her down and poking fun at her, and that wasn't fair. Well, I think it was fair, and Laura, you know what I mean. You've poked fun at us before, and hey, everybody poked fun at us. Now it's our turn, and we're coming up slowly, coming up very slowly, and right currently, if you hear this tape and the LA diverter is not working, that's because all of our numbers were disconnected. My personal and the LA diverter, they got everything. Bruce's in the house, Lynn's house, they hit everything except Why Not itself, because we've been disconnected too many times already. And they have a nice big note in the file not to accept any disconnection notices without someone in the office showing their identification. So, this nice person hit everything except for Why Not itself. Isn't that nice? No, it wasn't nice. It was a big pain in the ass. And I'm going to say that. Pure and simple. So I don't know who did it, and I'm not about to start finding out because I lost enough time from work and school trying to find out what's going on and trying to get things back in order. But if it's this tape that prompted it and someone out there didn't like it, too bad, because everyone else did. I really enjoyed listening to it myself. Next.
Well, howdy, Steve, and howdy, Why Not callers. Pacific's Telephone's new innovation will bring savings of both time and money to residents' customers whose premises contain hardwired 42A connecting blocks. What's new is the new modular jack converter, which will soon be available in most phone center stores. The 42A converter allows customers to pick up their telephones at phone center stores and connect them on their own. Until now, a non-modular customer had to arrange for a premise visit. The converter consists of a plastic replacement cover that contains a jack with four short color-coded wires attached, each with its own snap-on connector at the end. The customer simply unscrews and discards the old connecting block cover, snaps the wires onto the terminal screw heads, and puts on the new cover. This is really surprising, and but it's only going to be available to customers who are having new installations or changes in service. Otherwise, the converter will cost a one-time charge of $295. Surprising, because in the past, the phone company would never dream of letting the customer do any work on his own, because it was their belief that if the customer touched any part of a phone line besides the actual phone instrument itself, that they would blow up the telephone company's central office. It's just comforting to know that slowly but surely, step by step, pardon the pun, the phone company is slowly allowing customers to do what in reality they've all been doing for years, and that is installing things on their own with tools, and it's not going to mess up their system. And well, I have not given a plug to myself in years, but damn it, I deserve one. So, you know, in the Why Not calling area, there's feedback at 995 7799. We're running kind of a special this week. If you hear this comment between the dates of, what is it, the 19th and the end of the week of the 19th. And, hey, I don't guarantee entertainment. I just guarantee tapes, okay? So that's it. Why not? And thanks a lot, Steve. And this is Brian W. Feedback with more interesting phone trivia. Goodbye.
Well, damn it, I've got two more quick things to say. First of all, if you're calling from way out there somewhere in Los Angeles and can't get to 995-7799 toll-free, you can dial Feedback's main number, which is 982-6669 or 6999 for input, same prefix. And one more time. I know I already announced that we're going to have a brand new calling area out in Orange County, which is from the naturally the help of the Watts Towers. But you Orange County people, if you'd like to leave a comment on Why Not, we're sure going to welcome it. But speak up. Yell into that. I heard it on the input many times already, right this evening while I'm making this tape. People are calling in from all different areas of Orange County, and their voices are so small, that little man in the box. Hate to use that little cliche again, but that little man in the box just can't hear you, and he's going to dump you. No, we don't have a time limit on our input. That would be ridiculous. But we do have a Vox, and he will listen for you, and if he can't hear you, that means the recorder can't hear you, and he's going to dump you. So yell into there, scream into there, I don't care, but get your comment out, because we'd love to play it. Next.
This is Kurt from Anaheim with a couple of things. First of all, I think that the Kindergarten Express that was on, I think, last Sunday was quite enjoyable. Your quality seems to be a little bit better, which means that I can, if someone is diverting to it, I can even call the tape now and understand it, which I think is a great step forward. I would like to say one thing about the Iranian situation. It is very easy for us as Americans to begin hating all Iranian students or all Iranians, period, or people who look like they may be from Iran. But the people who are causing the problems are not the people that are here. Now, they did have a demonstration to show support, which was a bad idea, which may not have even been thought up by Iranians because of the large counter-demonstration that ensued because of it. I think if we cannot sit back and say that the people in America should be judged on their own merits, whether they're from Iran or not, then we are really in a bad way. Because at that point, you end up with the law of the lynch mob, and in that way lies fascism, which is something which Americans just may know something about in a few years if things like this keep happening. This is Kurt from Anaheim saying goodbyes.
November 16th, Friday afternoon, 1:51 p.m. Kelly Odyssey here. A reminder for those of you who called in with Rolling Stones requests, the first part of our Rolling Stones special is now in and running right now at the time of this comment, and will play till the 22nd of November. So those of you who called in requests, you might want to give it a call. Also, our input line, 956-0100, is forwarding now to various types of entertainment lines and tapes and recordings in the local areas that 956 can call into, like other areas and stuff, like, you know, 520 and Hollywood and all that stuff. So you may want to check that out and see what's going on the input line. Not too much else to say, so I will close this off by saying I give up.
Well, we're going to close this out right here. No, we didn't run out of comments, but we're slowly approaching the end of this tape. And I was very, very surprised. We have a lot of comments in surplus. So we're going to go ahead and start a Why Not surplus comment library, you could say, and keep all these fine comments. There may be a 1 to 2 week delay. The actual tape, your comment in the future, is played, because we're going to try to play what we have currently. We're going to try to play the current ones, though, so don't worry about it too much. And it's been great. This is Steve Bell Canyon, along with Lynn Woodland Hills, with the Why Not comment tape for the 18th of November. This is a current tape, not a past tape. And this tape will repeat momentarily.